So then, Steve, a pre-season friendly in Scotland, a victory, but what did you make of the all-important performance?
Well, the performance was patchy, as you'd always expect in your first match of pre-season, but it was a game we totally controlled and perhaps could and should have scored a few more goals. But the important thing is we get good match time into some of the players in our first length of any match over 15 minutes, so highly delighted.
Kieran Agard scored an awful lot of goals for you last season. How good to see him get off the mark in pre-season today.
Yeah, it's always good when somebody you play with in a front position like we did today with Kieran. He scored and was perhaps unlucky not to be further on the score sheet. And so we're delighted with the contribution of all of them. You know, people worked hard. A lot of players played 45, two or three played the full match just because of two or three players that missed the game because of little niggles, which you always get. So we're back on the coach and we're heading back and, you know, we'll get the players back on the training ground in the morning and we'll work hard again.
How do you think your back four did? A couple of new names in there with Kieran Richardson and Richard Wood both playing. How did they fare today from the start?
Yeah, both were excellent. You know, the thing you've got with the likes of Fraser Richardson and you've got with Richard Wood is they are commanding, experienced championship players. And of course, Fraser has done the Premier League. So you get a little bit of quality, but more importantly, you get real resolution in men. And they've added to what we've got because we've already got some experienced and talented natural defenders who have been simply excellent and outstanding for us. So, you know, the competition, it starts today, but there'll be winners and losers all the way through pre-season. And when we get probably towards the Doncaster match on the 2nd of August, we'll start to get a little bit serious and prepare accordingly for Derby.
It seems like such a long time ago that you signed Connor Newton. He was the first one. He signed him even before the playoff final, didn't you? Almost a forgotten man because you've signed so many players since, but how did he fare today?
Yeah, he worked extremely hard. You know, he's touching the first 10 minutes of the game, isn't it? What we'd expect, but we have to accept that Connor Newton finished 5 weeks before we did. So our players were more inclined to get the touch of the ball, but he'll adapt very well. He's been good in training and he's working really hard. And as I said, we're pleased with everyone.
I understand no Morgan, Broadfoot or Derbyshire today because they've picked up niggles in training. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, nothing that's going to give us any extra lesser sleep, if you like. So we've had, you know, Craig Morgan was in the warm-up and just felt his toe a little bit, so we went through him as a matter of caution, and Kurt Broadfoot had a little Achilles which allowed him to miss a training for a day or two, so, you know, and obviously Mark Derbyshire was feeling his groin a little bit, so exactly the same as every year we've had been in charge of a football team under myself and Paul Rayner. We're not about taking any risks with anyone in it, and it has to be said, as we get about a week's time from now, then those lads will be back involved and back in match action.
Generally, though, are you a healthy bunch? You've started pre-season, you're in full flow now, you've had this game today. Are you in good shape as a squad?
Yeah, we're in fantastic shape. You know, the fitness side of the club is good under Paul Warren and Paul Rayner, and, you know, Mark Steed on the medical side. They're working extremely hard, and everyone is. Andy Dimble, the goalkeepers, the staff are working really hard, but more importantly, they've had a fantastic response from our players who are working extremely hard to try and to get to the levels we've set them. And last season, we were, in my opinion, the fittest team in League One, and as a minimum next season going forward, we have to be Cotien in fitness-wise in the Championship.
And finally, what do you look back at sort of the last couple of pre-seasons? Obviously, you've won back-to-back promotions. Do you sort of see what you did and try and emulate that again? Have you tweaked much in this pre-season? Because obviously what you've done the last 2 years had a big impact, didn't it? It worked.
You try and mirror it. You know, you have an activity schedule in your head and a programme of matches in your head, and you do try and mirror it. If it's successful, you learn some parts of that activity programme that's not so good, and you, of course, you change them. But it was quite interesting speaking to the management team at Morton, who were not in charge this time last year, but watched us up there, and two or three of the directors at Morton Football Club were very highly complimentary afterwards and saying, in their opinion, we've improved dramatically from last year, and in terms of being ready, we were more ready for action when we played up here last year than what we've been this year, because we really have concentrated on the physical side of the campaign today, and there's been very little football and sharpness, but that's about to start Monday onwards.